I'm Matt Kelly for the next gear on podtech.net. Plug in, charge up, drive on. That's the slogan of Hybrids Plus, a Boulder, Colorado-based company dedicated to minimizing the impact of transportation on the environment through plug-in hybrid electric vehicle conversions. President and founder of the company is Carl Lawrence, and he joins me now to talk about his company and its successes. Carl, glad to have you on the show. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been dealing with alternative transportation vehicles and technology and fuels for about 15, 17 years in the Boulder, Colorado area. In my history, I have started one company to build hybrid electric transit buses. That was about 12 years ago. And I've done many conversion projects of taking a gasoline-powered vehicle and converting it to battery power.
And you also run a consulting firm, is that correct, called Energy Sense?
Yes, and at Energy Sense, it's a rather broad, unfocused company, and that was to, well, one was working on a book for fuel economy, and another project in there is to convert a regular gasoline vehicle over to electric, and in the project that is most recent is a 1958 Austin Healey Bug-Eyed Sprite. We're converting that to battery power.
Sounds like this is really a passion for you and something that's been with you for quite some time.
This is true.
Your latest venture is Hybrids Plus. It is a company that is converting existing hybrid vehicles into plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. Talk about the company for a moment.
The company was formed about 9 months ago after some extensive background research into the area. What primarily kicked it off and was the arrival of our first contract that we actually got in hand before we ended up getting the company formally put together. And that contract was with the Colorado Governor's Office of Energy Management and Conservation, and it was to convert their Prius, their 2006 Prius, to a plug-in Prius.
Wonderful. And you have set up quite an impressive team at Hybrids Plus. Introduce us to your members of your organization.
We have Davide Andrea, who has about, I think, 25 years as an electrical engineer, primarily in the area of consulting. He also has been working on his own electric vehicle, his Corbin Sparrow, with battery management and refining the technology used in that vehicle. I, for about 10 years, was the president for the Denver Electric Vehicle Council, and Davide and I did meet there occasionally. We also have Dr. Teresa Cezurek, who is our business development expert and our marketing person. Ann Colcord handles our general and accounting activities, and she has many years of doing that for the University of Colorado. And Nancy Balch is our head of production. And she has about 25 years in the high-tech manufacturing field.
Let's get right into this. How are you converting your vehicles to PHEVs? And you've indicated you're using batteries from A123. Talk about those batteries as well.
These particular batteries are called 26650s, which means they're 26 millimeters in diameter, 65 millimeters long, sort of like a almost D-size battery, what people are familiar with. And in a Prius, we remove the original battery pack and we place in that same location 600 of these cells that we've built into batteries. So in that case, we don't use any more of the vehicle than was originally slated for holding the battery system as it came from Toyota. That allows us to put in 4.5 kilowatt hours of energy storage, compared to the 1.2 kilowatt hours of energy storage that the original nickel metal hydride batteries were capable of doing. These are lithium ion batteries using the phosphate technology, which is safer than the cobalt technology, which got a bad name on some of those laptop batteries. And we also supply a supplemental pack of an additional 600 batteries that takes up part of the cargo area under the deck beside the spare tire in a Prius. In that case, that's a total of 9 kilowatt hours of storable energy.
And how does that translate to driving distance?
With the entire 9 kilowatt hour system in there, the vehicle is capable of traveling 30 miles under battery only, but in real world driving conditions, the engine will come on and the Toyota system chooses or balances out in a blended mode how much energy it takes from the gasoline engine and how much energy it takes from the battery pack. And in this case, in the blended mode, or what we refer to here as the charge depletion mode, it will achieve over 100 miles per gallon for about 55 to 65 miles per charge.
And what is the lifespan of this battery pack in terms of years and in terms of cycles?
It's the same as what would be with any A123 system, and I think it's supposed to be about 1,000 cycles, which is about 100,000 miles on the vehicle, or maybe more.
I understand, though, that these batteries through A123 systems do not come with a warranty. Is that correct?
Correct. We do not have a warranty in place with A123 systems. That is in negotiations.
How many of these Priuses have you actually converted?
We have the first one with the Governor's Office of Energy Management and Conservation, and that one's on the road. They're using it. And our second one is in the shop right now.
What other vehicles are you looking to convert or working on converting?
We also have a new 2007 Ford Hybrid Escape, and that's in the design stages now. We are building components to go into it. That one will be good for about 50 miles per charge in the blended mode. It won't get 100 miles to a gallon because it's not that efficient compared to a Prius, but we expect it to double what it got as a regular hybrid, and that'll put it up into about 60 miles per gallon for the small SUV.
And how much does it cost to have your vehicle converted?
Currently, there's three different prices, depending upon what system is chosen. The Prius, when it's just the main pack, the 4.5 kilowatt unit, that's $24,000. With the extension pack going into it, that brings it up to $32,000. And the Ford Escape is $36,000. The Ford Escape takes more batteries, about 400 more cells, than the Prius does.
And how long does it take to actually convert one of these vehicles in terms of man hours?
The manufacturing is what's taken us time, not the conversion. Once the system is built, you can put it into a vehicle in the afternoon for the Prius. For the Ford Escape, the actual conversion time is going to be a couple hours at most.
Do you envision the price coming down as production ramps up?
It will.
Do you have a target price point for it?
No, I don't. Not at this point.
You're also involved with XL Energy in their study of vehicle-to-grid technology. We did just have a wonderful discussion with Keith Parks and Michael Lamb talking about that technology, and that's how we heard about Hybrids Plus. Talk about your involvement in the study of that technology and the promise that you feel it represents.
Well, the part that we're doing right now, and this is another project, we're doing a vehicle-to-grid feasibility prototype, and that will involve taking one of the Prius conversions and making some small modifications to it, but allowing it to be an energy storage system that will feed energy back into the grid. And the challenge these days are you need to be able to feed back into a grid safely, so it can't just dump energy back into the grid. Because if there's a power failure at some point in the neighborhood, say, and the electric lines are down going to that neighborhood, and people are working on those lines, you can't simply energize those lines because you'll hurt somebody. So your system has to be capable of knowing that everything is in proper order between the V2G component and the main power structure.
And in terms of the promise that it represents, where do you see it coming into play, and how soon do you think that this technology may be widespread?
It'll still be quite a few years. It's probably not going to be widespread for at least 10 years. Rough guess. And where it's really going to help is in peak shaving. There are, from what I understand, there are about 12 to 15 hours a year where there's not enough capacity to meet the demand, generally causing brownouts or rolling blackouts. And this type of technology could be there to supplement the grid during these peak demand periods. And so for 12 hours a year, you have another source of energy. Rather than building a huge power plant to take care of those 12 hours a year.
You've talked about a couple of grants or awards that you've won, one from Colorado. You've also won a New York State Energy Research and Development Authority grant. Talk about that as well.
Right, and that's actually the Ford Escape that's in our shop right now is for the NYSERDA, the New York State. And that was a competition, and I believe there are 6 vehicles that are being produced, put together for this competition. The big prize of all this competition is the conversion of most, if not all, of the hybrids that are currently owned by the state of New York, converting those to plug-ins. That includes the Priuses, the Ford Escape, and some newer model Honda Civics.
So the opportunity represents quite a financial incentive for you.
Right. For the overall program, New York has authorized about $10 million.
It seems to me, in a sense, that it is these small, nimble, entrepreneur-driven companies such as yourself that are really driving the development of this technology. Can you talk about the role that companies such as yourself and eDrive and EnergyCS and HiMotion really play in this space?
I think we're the ones that are out there that are willing to take on the risk and put the effort into putting vehicles on the road for demonstration and testing purposes. Our biggest challenge is going to be that once we've created a fertile field for the acceptance of this technology, that we'll be competing with much larger companies. And so we need to take this opportunity to move rapidly and position ourselves with superior technology to be able to make a good business program out of this.
Are you doing this all on your own funds?
Most of it has been. And we've gotten a huge amount of support from just motivated individuals, companies and organizations helping us along this way. We have many volunteers who are working with us on this program.
Do you think government needs to take more of an active role to support companies such as yourself who are helping develop and implement this technology?
It would be very beneficial for us. There are some government programs, situations, entities that could be more accommodating. One small example is in the state of Colorado. If a vehicle is converted from gasoline to electric, it can receive a 75% tax credit on the cost of that conversion. The problem is that if a vehicle has already received its tax credit for being a hybrid, it cannot receive a second tax credit for getting the plug-in conversion. Even though the plug-in conversion is officially converting it from gasoline to electricity and gasoline, which would normally get 75% tax credit. But if an owner takes both tax credits at the same time, applies for them both simultaneously, then they can get it. It's just a quirk in the law that will exclude many Prius owners and Escape owners from being able to take that tax credit because they didn't happen to file the paperwork at the right time. Those little quirks from the government, it would be beneficial if they were able to remove that one little bit of language from the law. The other challenge we're faced with is the California Air Resources Board, the CARB, has requirements for vehicles to be CARB certified. Now, even if our vehicles can pass the emissions test, they're still not CARB certified because they're not going to carry a 150,000-mile warranty on the battery pack. And that's not only a hindrance to a company as small as ours, but it's a hindrance to a lot of the new technology that could come out. Carrying a 150,000-mile warranty on a battery pack, it's going to limit the availability of the technology because it's just too risky to put a mini cars out there when you haven't got the history with them to guarantee 150,000 miles on a battery pack.
What is exciting you in the field right now, either from a small company such as yourself or HiMotion, or from a large company such as General Motors?
Well, I guess really what I'm most excited about is just the whole idea that this has become a mainstream topic. We've been pushing electric vehicles and promoting them for 15 years. And now people understand what you're talking about when you explain that electric drive system is more efficient than a gasoline drive system. I guess it's just the whole shift over the past 2 years to accept this type of technology.
So your final thoughts on Hybrid Plus, its efforts to convert hybrid vehicles into hybrid electric vehicles, and the promise it represents for the environment and the consumer?
The long-term goal for Hybrids Plus is to become a supplier to a vehicle manufacturer, whether it be a personal vehicle manufacturer or specialty vehicles such as delivery vans or utility trucks. We see an opportunity there to carry forward what we're learning as we retrofit cars into how to produce systems for original equipment into vehicles.
Carl Lawrence, president and founder of Hybrids Plus, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today.
Well, thank you very much.
For the Next Gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.